Welcome back to the Sports Focus podcast. I'm your host, the one, the only, Frank. And yeah, welcome back to another episode of the Sports Focus podcast. Mr. Saucy is here with me as always. Saucy, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, you're good. Let's get into the podcast. We have quite a few topics to get to. We're going to be talking Arsenal. We're going to be talking your Chelsea. I'm going to be talking a little bit of Saudi, and then maybe Speed gets into the show. Maybe if the show is chaotic, we'll put Speed in it. Okay, so we've discussed Arsenal in the context of last season, whether they were title contenders or not last season, whether last season was bottling. What I want to know now from you is, and maybe this is a little bit too early to tell, but do you think Arsenal will be title contenders next season?
Well, really, I really don't think so. I feel like this year was their opportunity to win it all, if you get what I'm saying. Next season will be very tough because everybody will be willing to, you know, get back to the form we all know they can achieve. Like, Liverpool would definitely want to play football next season. Manchester United, they're looking really good. And this is, you know, Ten Hag has had, you know, a season, and now he has this summer now. So a lot of teams will be really want to. Tottenham just, you know, got their new coach, but you know, Tottenham is Tottenham, but they will want, they'll be willing to put up a fight. I know Chelsea is in shambles at the moment, but they are still a top side with a lot of money, and now a world class manager. Who is him? So it's very tough for us now, and we all know Man City is Man City, and even all the little clubs are playing football. So, no, I don't think they'll be able to. They will still do well. They will still do well, but I don't think they can challenge for the title next season.
Yeah. Okay, I want to, because I agree with you, largely. I want to know, why exactly do you feel so? Do you think the quality do you think, because they contended last season. I think that there's no question as to that. They were the best team in the league for a large portion of it, and then Man City did Man City things and blew them away. And I feel like, for you to be, Arsenal obviously leading up to last season, we are not title contenders. And for you to be title contenders, you have to either push somebody that was there out, which is what they did last season. Liverpool played badly and they replaced them. Or you have to make your team good enough that you join the conversation with the likes of Liverpool and Man City. So which one do you think it is? Is it that this Arsenal team, despite conceding contending last season, are just not good enough to do it again? Or do you think it's they are good enough, but you know, the best are just far better than them?
Honestly, if the funniest thing, like we can feel differently at this stage of the window. Then maybe come towards the end of the window, you know, some opinions might change. If they can make, because the biggest issue I feel they have now is depth. And, you know, because aside from their first 11, which, you know, is even sometimes you can see the lapses because of how young the team is. If they can make the proper signings in the right positions, maybe, just maybe, like I see they're going for Havertz, which Havertz will definitely, you know, bolster their squad. Declan Rice, we also like give them that extra. So if they can bring in those kind of guys, those, you know, to, because the team already has a solid foundation. And if they can build on what they had this season, then just maybe. But I really still feel that a lot still has to go wrong for others for it to be possible for us now.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's for me, because I wrote a piece about Kai Havertz going to Arsenal that is over my Substack. That, for me, I think is the thought process for the guys in the higher-ups for Arsenal. I feel they probably are not 100% sure that they can perform at the level that they performed last season again. And so instead of you know, buying into the hype and believing that, oh, they are this massive team, and them spending maybe 100 million on two players and just try and go from there, they seem to have paused a little bit. Because let's be honest, Kai Havertz is not going to make them exponentially better, but he's going to be somebody that is going to make the team just, you know, continue to tick, continue to play at the same pace, and eventually they are going to get to wherever they want to get to. It seems like Thomas Partey is going to leave, which I I don't know. That one sort of came out of nowhere for me, which means they probably need two more midfielders with Xhaka going all that. But yeah, I largely agree with you. I find it difficult to see why, to see them being title contenders next season. We did not have to talk about Liverpool in the rundown. I'm sorry, but you mentioned Liverpool. I don't know how confident are you, because we recorded a podcast last week that didn't go out. And so I just want to know how confident you are about Liverpool, because I know how I feel about Liverpool. I think they are battle ready and are one or two signings away from being contenders immediately. Is how That's how much I believe in the system they built and their coach. Do you share that same sentiment with me, or do you think, they might have to take, they might take a step back again this season?
No, I don't think they will take a step back. Like, this is hard. This is the worst it can be for Liverpool. Finish coming fifth. This is worst
Okay.
case scenario. I think they will go back to, challenging. Challenging is a stretch, but I think they will be in around that top four. Everybody will be clashing heads together, trying to, oh, we get second. Oh, we get second. Yeah, I think that's what will happen, because they have quality in the front. Even if Mane has left, Firmino is leaving now, they still have Gakpo, they have Jota, they have Luis Diaz. He's still a very powerful, and they have the Egyptian god
Yeah.
Salah, which got, I think he got about 15 or so goals this season, which is still crazy.
I think about 18, maybe 18
18,
and 12
wow,
assists or something like that. He had a
it's
good season.
crazy.
Yeah.
So it's still crazy, and it was not even really a Salah season. So I think, yeah, they should be able to go back to, their previous ways. They have been consistently at Man City's neck for like 5 years straight. So this season, the way it happened, it was not expected, but I feel they will be able to get back to winning ways.
Okay. Yeah. I believe so too. So let's talk Chelsea. Let's talk your club. Chelsea is coming off probably, in fact, actually, their worst season ever. Finishing 12th, I think, or so. The whole change in ownership and in buying a bunch of players and all that. What do you think is a realistic expectation for Pochettino next season? And by that, I want you to give me maybe specific position, where they get to in the cup. Just give me a football manager type of expectation for him coming next season.
Qualify for the Champions League. Yeah, boy.
Don't do this again. I don't do this again.
Honestly,
Okay.
let me just be as lenient as I can be, because I don't know if you guys don't know, we recorded an episode before that was me ranting about how Chelsea if you win league. But that aside, based on some recent things that have happened in the last couple of days, top six, I will be very
Top
happy.
six.
I'll be very, Europe, just Europe, Europe. I'll be very happy.
What made you change your mind?
Huh?
What made you change your mind? What made you bring down your expectation?
Man, that club is in shambles. It will take the grace of God to get those people playing well come the beginning of season. Because when we recorded that podcast, Havertz was not going. But now, so many things are going wrong, and
Yeah.
well, I've not really seen the movements in the market to like say, oh, this is who we have coming in, that we're just still going for young talents and securing the future. So it's the process now. This is actually trust the process. So Europe, I'll be very surprised. I'm very happy.
Okay. Well, I mean, you'll be more surprised because I changed my mind in the other direction. I was the one that was telling you to, calm down. And I still believe the not qualifying for Champions League is not, the end of the world for Chelsea next season. But I like the addition of Nico Jackson when he eventually comes. I think he fixes a need for Chelsea. Now, whether or not he turns out to be prime Aubameyang or the version of Aubameyang we saw this season, we still have to find that out. It seems like Chelsea are going to sign Caicedo, which is another need Chelsea had. So you have a deep playing midfielder who is very good defensively and can help you sustain pressure, which allows Enzo to play a little bit further up where he is a lot more comfortable at. And then, with Pochettino coming into the team, I think Chelsea do well next season. I think they do well. Obviously, not finishing in a Champions League spot, like I said, it's not going to be the end of the world. But they could shock us without playing any other, European football next season. It is
Wait,
very much
wait,
in
wait,
play
wait.
that they could be the
I'm just
surprise
repeating
team.
what I said. This is just, I'm just repeating what I said.
No, but
And we argued for like
you,
30 minutes
you,
straight. I
yes, and you were certain, you were adamant that besides Man City, every other thing is fair game. You thought a second place finish was possible. Me, I think finishing fourth is possible, but if Chelsea finish fifth, I feel it's not the end of the world. But the point I'm making here is, and obviously, like you said, Havertz wasn't going the last time we had this conversation, and we weren't very sure if Caicedo was coming. So now I feel with Caicedo, that obviously, bumps Chelsea up a little bit. And again, not to, advertise another piece that I wrote, Nico Jackson, I think, is going to be a decent player for
Yeah,
Chelsea
Nico
in
Jackson
his
is
first
solid,
season,
Sam.
at
But
least.
but still, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why I say, finishing outside of four is not, it's not the end of the world. But I like that they're addressing specific needs. You get yourself a defensive midfield player, you get yourself a centre forward. So now you have, a good team. Ideally, you want them to keep Mason Mount, in my opinion. You want them to keep at least Mason Mount, because I think if you can have a midfield of Caicedo, Mount and Enzo, then you have something going on there. But as a Man United fan, I want him in my club. So yeah. Since you're not going to make any comments on that, what's our next topic? I think we are going to talk about Saudi clubs. So what's your beef with Saudi clubs? Tell me. Gist me, what's your beef with Saudi clubs?
Why are they trying to take everybody? You have money, we get it. Chill. Take the old retired ones, not people that we still want to see on the big stage. Going for Kante, going for Ruben Neves. I'm not just even going for them. Convincing this twat that all they think about is money. How can you push your career forward in Saudi Arabia, honestly? The reason why Ronaldo went there, the man is 38. He wants a retirement home. Now everybody's going to Saudi. Honestly, it's funny, sure. And I've never watched a Saudi game before. That's even the funniest thing. So I don't even know how competitive the league is. Is it just Al Hilal and Al Ittihad, whatever their name is, that is just dominating? What even goes on? How much do they even get paid? So it's really honest, like, because it should be like, say, like, so like, say, for example, if Nigeria get money, if we just go Europe, go design, like, Saudi Arabia should not be able to buy people from, they should be buying amongst themselves. Come on.
It's all about the money, Sham.
That's
The
it.
about the money.
Yeah, so now you even have footballers that are not even fans of football.
Footballers are they are not fans of football. Is that what you mean? Like there are people that are playing football just for the money. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
It's just like a
I
job now.
guess you c
Like, to some people, it's just a job now.
Yes, and I mean, can you really turn down that amount of money? I guess that's the way to put it. If your dream job was to, I don't know what example to give. I don't know. If your dream job was to freaking podcast, for example, like what we are doing, podcast about football games, like what we are doing, and you're working for a Premier League corporation, so you're podcasting about the Premier League. If the Saudi League approaches you and tells you, "We like the way you talk about football, come and podcast about our league," and offer you times five more money, then you'll take it. And this is knowing fully well that you're never going to be the best TV personnel of all time or something like that. So I guess like the money comes into play, obviously.
Well, you see,
And there are specific players you can target for stuff like that. So
At the same time, like even if I was to stay in my league, for example, there's no guarantee that I will even be, you know.
I mean, the Ruben Neves zone is weird, I'll be honest, because it looks like he could go to Barcelona, and now it looks like he could go to Saudi Arabia. That one is weird. I feel if you have the opportunity to go to Barca or Saudi Arabia, then maybe the money doesn't matter in that situation. Maybe I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe I've never
You
been
know,
offered that kind of money, Shaf.
yeah, because Ruben is the kind of guy that can play for any club, actually. There was a lot of times he has been linked to Man United. He's that kind of player.
He's legit.
And he still has
Well,
like what? 10 years?
yeah,
It's just like
solid.
what happened to Oscar. That was the end.
Exactly. Because it's not a situation where you can say, okay, let me just spend 3 years there,
Yeah.
get as much money as I can, and then come out. Once you go there, that's kind of the end for you. I
But
mean, I
Messi.
guess their ultimate goal is to, like what China was doing back then, is to get eyes on their league, I guess. I don't know how Ruben Neves helps you. So Speed met Ronaldo yesterday. You wanted this to be on this podcast episode, so for whoever is clicking
No,
out now, I apologize. This is
no,
Sus's
because
fault.
you know, I have been following Speed for a while, and he has always been saying that, you know, it's his dream to meet Ronaldo, Sui, Portugal, you know. I'm sure he's even part of the reason he even sang that World Cup song. Like, Speed has been every stream, he's always talking about Ronaldo. When will this guy meet this Ronaldo? Like, what will even happen? Until yesterday, I just came online. I just saw. I first thought it was like a meme. Like, you know, it's not the real Ronaldo. Speed won't die. Ronaldo not even fit talk. Speed won't die. It was so honestly. It was so wholesome. It was jumping. Like I need something like that in my life that I will just, you know, look forward to. That if I can just, ah,
You could see that it meant so
no.
much to him, that meeting Ronaldo, and it's crazy because I'm sure a lot of people watch him simply because of how addicted to Cristiano Ronaldo he is. He's probably just playing football because of Ronaldo, and then seeing him meet him there in the parking lot, it was really nice. It was nice. So this was a fun episode, I think.
But before I sign off, just a little dad joke for you all.
Uh-oh.
Here goes. I used to be addicted to soap.
Okay.
I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. Anyway, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. See you in the next one.
Okay, that was nice. That was